B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sounds of Sunday.
Sounds of Sunday.
Sounds of Sunday.
Sounds of Sunday. Sounds of Sunday.
There you go. I cue that right back up for you.
You use that next week, Hardy.
Yeah, sure. Why not? All right, we'll get back to the pregame here on the Sounds of Sunday. This was here on the Patriots Radio Network, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Mm-hmm. Scott Zolak, pregame. Is this more about food?
Media, I mean, you guys can ask whatever questions you want.
Nah, I think that's Wentz.
That sounded an awful lot like Carson Wentz.
Hey, Zo.
Hi. Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
How was the sandwich?
Oh, excellent. Nice little turkey with some Gouda. We also had, what do we have, guys? A little salmon on top of a nice little bed of lettuce with some cucumbers with some sliced shallots. Excellent.
Very nice. Mm. Glad you guys were able to get fed today. So listen to this. Listen to this stat.
It's on the network. Sports. This is not the Patriots Radio Network.
Well, ask me what for lunch.
Well, you hear how clear it was, too?
Yeah.
You know, the clarity of the pregame
nice
show.
Nice equipment.
And
really
sound.
Nice equipment.
Stop it.
Sounds like that engineer cares.
We have engineers who care, and it sounds just fine.
Yeah, right after they throw a 5-gallon bucket of water over your head.
Yeah, right when you're the player, and they get the player on the phone, said, yes, you need to speak to Charlie Brown's teacher, Alice the Goon.
You guys brag about something you have nothing to do with. Nothing to do with the sound of.
I'm bragging about 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well,
you're damn right I am.
Bob Sosa used a big word.
Oh, he did.
That's what I'm being told. It's a big word that we're going to hear.
All right.
Makes a twisting catch across the 25.
Yeah.
Contact outside the numbers of the 20. And finally dropped at the 19-yard line by Adams.
Is there a time when Rex Burkhead touches the ball and he doesn't get 7 yards? And it's an easy little flip to the right side. Good blocking by the receivers downfield. You're in a rhythm here on offense now. Keep going. Press him.
And he had to do a pirouette when he caught the ball, too.
Ooh. Fancy word. They call that the R2 on the PlayStation button.
Did you say pirouette?
He said pirouette.
I would say it a little differently.
I would go with pirouette.
But you know,
he would technically know how to say it.
He so-seed that thing up, man.
Pirouette. They call Bob.
It's a nice way of saying you.
Bob, they call that the R2 on the PlayStation button.
Hold on a second. I just want to hear the pirouette.
And he had to do a pirouette when he caught the ball, too.
Pirouette. I don't. Maybe that uses the proper French pronunciation. Zoe used a phrase.
He's fancy, man.
Yeah. Zoe used a phrase. I've never heard this phrase before.
Mahomes taking number 10, Watson number 12 in that first round.
Yeah.
The quarterback taking number 2.
Mitchell Trubisky. You cannot call a lot of games and called one. Against Chicago and Chicago. I've never remembered a guy to have that type of deer light in the head look that kid had.
The what?
I'm sorry.
Oh, hold on.
Deer light in the head look that kid had.
Deer light in the head look?
How do you not clean that up?
Is that what that is? Deer light in the head. You're
clean
alive.
That up?
You're alive, Zoe. Deer light in the head look.
Deer light in the head look.
That's going to be a read and react sounder. I know it.
Oh, yeah, that one's not going away.
I try to be perfect. I can't.
Finally, it was a little chilly yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like walking into the stadium, I was surprised at that. But
it got cold.
Well, you were cold during the game, apparently.
We're looking at a 3rd and 4. They put the ball down at the 31.
A chill in the air. It's nice of Dennis Knutson, our chief engineer, to bring his great-grandmother's heater in. Keep us nice and toasty here.
That take kerosene?
Get kerosene heater. Yeah.
It's a 3rd and 4 for the Texans.
Nothing but the best. Right there inside the broadcast.
What was wrong with the space heater he brought in?
I wouldn't even know how to describe it. You know what it looks like? The space heater looks like, you know when people have wigs and they have a styrofoam head?
Yeah.
It's like if you cut the face off of the styrofoam head and you plugged it in. That was the size of the heater. That's what it looks like. and it had so many scratches on it, and it looked so old. I think it was painted gray, but it's so sun damaged that it's turned to a greenish gray.
So they had the space heater out in the sun?
If I broke this thing, no, I just think
extra heat that way.
UV rays just kill the color of it. I think if I broke this thing, I couldn't find a place to replace it. It's so ugly.
Right, you would just dump it in the oil
pit. It's so ugly and old. I just throw it out back in my yard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw it out there somewhere. Jim, how bad was that thing? Jim knows.
Here he comes.
Oh, here he comes.
The man himself.
Oh, oh,
he's got something to say.
What?
Chief Engineer Dennis Knudsen, ladies and gentlemen.
I just ran up the stairs. If you didn't break the big heater trying to toast a sub,
big heater's not broken.
It would have been just fine.
Wait, he broke the heater?
No, no. That's first of all, that's my heater I brought.
Wait, but you broke the heater toasting the sub?
No, no. When you tilt the heater, it has a mechanism that kicks off,
buddy.
Yeah,
okay. Right.
So when it had to stand up, it's got to cool down all the way before it kicks up again. So it is working. Plus, that's my heater I brought.
All you gotta do, for the record, it worked fine for Capella when he plugged it.
$40 each. Just get a couple more.
I'm on it, buddy.
Yep.
I'm on it. I got nothing else to do, so I'm going to go take care of that for you.
You sure don't.
All I know is that Dennis has our broadcast sounding crystal clear and high definition HD radio FM. A
lot of compliments, Dennis.
Yes,
by the way,
sounding good, loud and clean.
Loud and clean, like a deer light in the head.
Loud and clean.
That's it for Sounds of Sunday, gentlemen.
Well, there's that.
Deer light in the head.
Jelly month of the club.
Where did jelly month of the... jelly month.
Yeah, it's not...
It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. Mine's not as bad.
Deer light in the head.
Jelly month of the club.
Jelly month of the club.
Jelly month of the club is every bit as bad as deer light in the head.
No, because he says deer light in the...
Head look.
In the head look.
What the hell is Jelly Month of the Club?
Ask
instead
Martoni
of Jelly
here.
Club of the Month,
Jelly Month of the Club.
They're on par with each other.
Jelly Month of the Club.
One is not worse than the other.
What kind of club? A club you beat the hell out of someone?
Jelly Month of the Club.
They're both bad.
Jelly Month of the Club.
And because of the high quality broadcast, we can hear that.
Not it is clear. Pretty freaking bad.
Jelly Month of the Club. All right, then. Raffy's in Vermont. Thanks for hanging on, Raffy.
Guys, how you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I got everybody jumping on me on Twitter because I said...
Who said that?
Who's jumping on you on Twitter?
Everybody's jumping on me because I answered a tweet from Mike Reese. And everybody, all the New England soldiers, they are jumping ugly with me, calling me stupid.
What you tell them they're stupid.
What's the Raffy in Vermont handle? How can we follow you?
Yeah, I'm going to say, everything happened. Bill Parcells, he said one time, you are what you are. This is the first time I'm going to tell Bill, sir, you won't. We are not what we are. That team is a 6-4 team. The only reason we are 4-6 is because of Cam Newton. We are having Grandpa Simpson quarterbacking that team. This kid is costing us game. He's slow. And everybody get mad at me. Mike Reese, he put out 4-game stats.
We don't listen to Mike Reese.
What stats?
You know how little he is.
He thinks Cam Newton is costing them games. That's what he thinks. George and Peabody, do you agree with that?
No, I don't. I think should Cam Newton run his offense, run the ball more. That's a specialty.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Sort of, I think has come out of it is the amount of design runs for Cam Newton. That's gone down. I mean, those just aren't there anymore.
Maybe they don't want him running it.
Trying to protect him?
Yeah, maybe.
For what?
I don't know.
What are we protecting right now? You just watch the path close. Like, you can't have that.
No keepers around right end.
None of it. It's not there.
He was hanging on a couple of those Burkhead RPO ones, too. He really rode him and kept the ball in there. And I thought he was going to pull it out onto him, and he just kept giving it to him.
On that note, we go straight to the fake promos on a Wednesday.
Can't do anything
week.
With that.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We got some breaking news here.
All right, Gordon Hayward has found a home. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN just tweeting seconds ago. Free agent Gordon Hayward is signing a four-year, $120 million deal with the Charlotte Hornets. So Gordon Hayward, 4 years, $120 million. He is now a member of the Charlotte Hornets. The Celtics and Danny Ainge get nothing. Well, now what I can't wait for, too, are the narratives that will start up. Well, there was never really a deal with the Pacers in the first place. That was all smoke and mirrors. Like, that's a crock. No, that was real.
That was real. Gordon's 100%. People thought it was done. They thought it was done. They thought he wasn't going to have to opt out and that it was going to get done. They did. They thought that the deal was done.
Gasper and Murray, great weekend programming right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. A good listen on Saturday as this was all happening. And Gasper, obviously, with some inside knowledge of the thinking inside the Gordon Hayward camp. And Murray, right on the money with the narrative will soon begin that there never was a deal with the Pacers. That took all of about 4 minutes for that to start. It wasn't really a thing. Wasn't going to happen. Danny walked away from it. I mean, it took no time at all for that to develop. So we're talking about that. We're talking about the Patriots losing yesterday, the lack of a path. Zoe thinks there's a small outside chance they can win out. I think there is zero chance they can win out.
There's something else I want to talk about, too, that
Go
happened
for
during
it.
The game.
Yes.
And I you know, watch a lot, and when I see something that I don't normally see, I'm like, ooh, what is going on here? So Bill Belichick during the game, while the offense is driving, goes over to the phones directly behind the bench and picks up a phone, a handheld, one of the old school phones, and he's on it. He's looking up at the clock, and then he's looking at the play, and then he's talking, looking at the clock. So I start thinking, okay, what the hell is he doing? Who's he talking to? And I said, it's Ernie. And everybody said, well, he can always talk. He talks to Ernie. Problem is when you're on the sideline, and you press defense. When you go to, he flips it to defense to offense. So when he's talking to Ernie and he goes defense, everybody hears it. He walks over there to specifically talk to somebody directly one to one. So that's him and Ernie, I think, potentially getting ready and discussing, do we go for two here? How do you feel about the flow of the game? How do you feel about us defensively not stopping?
Zoe, did he still have his headset on at that point?
He did not.
I was wondering if there was a headset issue. Or he ripped it off and because it wasn't working.
No, because when he hung it up, he put his headset, somebody was standing next to him holding the headset, and he put it right back on.
Oh, he did. He put it back on after that. Okay.
Well, there was a time, yeah, right before the half, he took it off and threw it. He
was right, so I pissed. Saw it at the end of the half.
That was more pissed than gave up the touchdown, you know, in the back corner. Was it? God. Cootie? Was it Cootie that caught that one along the back?
Cootie.
Back
wasn't Cootie. It? Did they call him Cootie on the Cootie. Broadcast? Cootie.
I think you said who? QT. I said who?
Who?
Now there's six guys catching touchdowns.
QT, like two letters. QT.
QT.
Yeah. So I don't think it was a phone issue. He was directly talking to somebody because he was looking up and looking down.
The go for two.
I was wondering. They were chasing right there to score, so they would have been down by one if they scored. You kick and play. I think you kick and you play for OT. But the problem is, like, do you think we could stop them? Can we really stop them?
Second half, they did. I mean, they did stop them in the second half.
But then you think, what if we get a field goal and they get right down, score, and walk off? Or should we just win it now? How do you feel about our 2-point play? What do we do? What do you do? And I bet he was bouncing some stuff off Ernie there. That's all. Something I saw during the game. And it's a big drive. Your head coach is over there on the phone on a big drive. Not that he doesn't trust Josh. You know, but just overseeing the whole operation there.
Let's go to the phones with Scott in Brighton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. I turned the show on a little late, so I wasn't sure if you started talking about Damian Harris or not earlier. If
what your thoughts were on his first drive. 5 touches, 25 yards, a touchdown. He looked good. And then 11 touches total for the game. You know, it was weird. I thought that we looked great in that first drive. But if you guys already talked about it, my bad.
No, it's all right.
We'll move on. But
we reset. That's what we do. You know, Mike Reese is next to us, and he's saying, hey, 12:58 of the second quarter is the last time Damian Harris touched the football. And that was at halftime. I'm like, oof. Because they came out of the gate with him pretty damn good. And there wasn't once where, okay, he blew some or got tackled for a loss. There was times he got hit the line of scrimmage, bounced it outside, and even acquired more yardage. Harris is a hard, angry downhill runner that I think gets better the more you give him the football. He is one of those backs. But they mix it and they keep it fresh, and that's what they like to do. So, you're right down the field. That was a great, pretty opening drive. Really good. Problem was Houston countered it. Next, now, does that get you thinking? Like, oh, we can't run it. We got to throw it too. You know? No.
Kevin in Abington on the path to the playoffs. Hey, Kevin.
Listen, hi, boys. The path matters get worse by the week. I don't think we're out of it. I mean, I think Loudermilk said this last week. You win the last 3, you 5-1 in the division, then you're in the game no matter what. Running the tables, you know, not realistic, but it's not out of bounds either. Like if you win 6 straight, but even 5 out of 6 and you win the division games, 5-1, 9-7, you just don't know. I mean, we're not. It's not time to give up yet. That's for sure. No way.
All right, Kevin.
No, they're going to go out there and they're going to, you know, give it their full effort. They're not tanking or anything like that. But they're 4-6. You think they're going to turn into a magically turn it into a 5-1 football team? And I don't care who the opponent is.
You didn't say that, Jim.
No, who do we have?
No,
who do
you
we
did.
Talk to
you...
about the division? No, somebody said the division game specifically. It might have even been a caller. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was you,
you
too.
Got to win the division games. No, you got to win the division
no,
games.
No, it was that math caller. We had that math
caller. Yes, that's what it was.
That's true.
Yes, that's
but
the
I
guy.
Like that name. And Louth the Mouth.
I like Louth the Mouth.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. The names are very similar, right?
Louth
so why did all my teachers call me Louth in school?
And R.J. Bell.
And Gil Santos.
Oh,
called him
Luth?
Lueth.
Gil will be at the end of the game. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to Patriots Rock Radio Network, to our outstanding producer, Howard James Sylvester, to Dennis Knutson.
How do you say pirouette? That's really the question.
And back in the studio, James Lueth.
Lueth.
I lost
it. He got it right after a while.
I lost it. Lueth.
Well, I think it's because it's the first 3 letters you take them by themselves and it's Lou.
Yeah.
You know?
But if you put an S there, you put an M there.
Right. You put a Lou with a TH at the end, you think Luth.
Youth.
You should have gone out to
eat. Youth.
That's
good
why.
One, Tom. Good one,
it's
Tom.
It's Youth.
Should be Luth, not Louth.
Well, or Mouth. And why should Mouth be Mouth?
All right. Or the. Ducks heading south for the winter.
That's one thing I miss eating with Gil on the road, the breakfast.
I would like a special K, please, with a side of milk and fresh-cut strawberries on it. And the person would bring it. Hey, go get the manager. This is not special K. These here, sir, are cornflakes.
Oh, jeez. Now you did it. Nah, you
could you imagine? And you sat there and listened to that, and just didn't say.
You could have Capello call, and he will swear to God, this all went down too. And then he would always order a poached egg, and 999 times out of 1,000, the poached egg would come back with too much vinegar to taste in the water, and it would always get sent back.
Told you not to do the poached egg with too much vinegar. If I have the vinegar and I taste the vinegar, it doesn't taste like I'm eating breakfast.
Can we not tell these stories?
This is crazy.
You shouldn't meet your heroes.
No, we send it back.
Why? Man.
Oh,
it's like Jim Nance with the toast.
That blizzard of 1978. Yeah, I couldn't feel my feet.
Anyway.
No, Gil's. We'd love the stories. We'd sit there with him and Gino would tell the Babe Parilli stories, and Michael, our mouths would just hit the floor because Gino was.
But if that
in.
Was your friend with the cornflakes, what would you say?
Get the like
eat
Billy
the cornflakes and shut up.
Get Manny Ramirez his tickets.
Right, if that was your friend, that's tickets. What you would say. Eat your cornflakes.
Well, you asked him, are they cornflakes or special K? He said,
stop
special
giving
K.
the guy working at the restaurant a hard time.
Are
that's what you say.
Cornflakes or special K? And he said they're special K.
Just shows the presence of Gil. Even Zoe was intimidated by him.
Right. No one was willing to speak up and say, hey, Gil, just have the cornflakes. They're fine. They're cornflakes. They're good.
And you, sir, watch your mouth. Never trust an open mic.
That's right.
That's why I don't want to know these stories.
I'm like, right?
All of my interactions with Gil were pleasant and great.
Oh, all of them.
Mine too.
All
of them.
Mine too. Everybody's. Can we make Capellas write a book?
I don't want to know these secrets.
Oh, the best was the Super Bowl when he got taken to the wrong hotel.
Here's another one.
You just keep telling them.
That was Indy.
That was one in Indy.
Stop. Stop telling these stories. Keep them to yourself. Gasper on the weekend show, Gasper and Murray, apparently was the most passionate on the program about something related to Christmas.
Who?
And decorating.
Who was?
Gasper. I think you and I are going to differ in opinion from him, so we should probably take a listen, Zoe.
Okay.
And break it down. We'll do that, and of course, your calls on the way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons, blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons.
You in the mood, Hardy?
Yes,
now in the mood for Christmas?
Now I am.
Now he's there. You put up any decorations yet?
Not one.
Yeah. So bad. I thought we were going to get to it this weekend. We didn't, so probably in the next couple of days.
Downtown shoppers.
Got into this project with the TV, taking it down, rehanging the divs.
He had fine time for Jesus, pal. His birthday is coming.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you've done? You found time for Jesus?
Hell yes. The birthday boy's coming, the big one. I might actually buy a manger set.
How about Christmas lights? Have you put those up outside yet?
Not outside. Not outside. I got spotlights.
Yeah, take advantage of the nice weather last weekend. Get them all up.
Get them up.
Although it's going to be nice again this weekend too, so.
So Gasper this weekend, I am told. I have not heard this yet. I did not hear this portion of Gasper.
I haven't heard it yet either, but I would say he would be really into this just based on how he dresses. He likes to dress up like a Christmas tree.
You're saying he's a festive fella?
Yeah, festive. He's a front window shopper. Gasper's a little, I'd say,
This was one of the five questions at the end of the show. They do the five questions, nothing to do about sports at the end of every show.
I've not heard this.
A man who cares about appearances.
Yes.
Let's get to what Gasper said about decorating for Christmas now.
How do you feel about Christmas lights already being up in people's houses before Thanksgiving?
I don't like it. I feel like people are trying to self-medicate. They're trying to pretend that everything is okay and normal with fake or exaggerated Christmas joy, and it's pissing me off.
Really?
See, I'm with you every other year. This year, I don't mind it.
I'm annoyed by the Christmas lights.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm really, because it's pissing me off.
Really?
Because people, it's like, all is well. Oh, Christmas joy. It's like, no, just wait like any other year. I just feel like people, you know, people who, and this is a more serious thing, who self-medicate with booze or whatever. I feel like people are trying to do it with wreaths and Christmas trees and ornaments.
It's healthier.
It's aggravating.
It's healthier than booze and pills. Like, just put up your lights. Who cares?
It's fake. It's disingenuous.
Not disingenuous. That pisses me off. That reaction right
there. Were you raising your hand because you do both the booze and
the lights? No, I'm for it all. I'm for all of that stuff that pisses him off. How about this? How about I find you and medicate your ass, drag your ass all the way back to my house, and plant your little pretty ass up on top of my tree?
Wow.
And he could be the Christmas elf. And every time Gasper moves around, kids, that means Santa's watching. Gasper the Christmas elf.
Happy birthday, baby Jesus.
Yeah. Gasper getting pissed because people want to have some fun, decorate because it's nice out. 2020 has been bad enough for everybody. Boy, he blew me away with it.
I think Gasper is wrong on this because the people who are doing it are saying, listen, this year blows.
Has he not been out anywhere?
Like, I'm going to put the stuff up.
Everybody, every business, every restaurant, everybody is decorated with a tree right now. Like, I don't really fully have my tree up. Even that. I thought Gasper.
You know what, though? I got to admit.
I thought Gasper's middle name would be Yule.
I do have one Christmas decoration up. Yeah, I forgot about this.
You have the dancing Santa.
Yeah, a life-size Santa.
Well, if you're so
that thing is so creepy.
Six feet tall.
Ain't no kid coming downstairs in the middle of the night to see that thing. I know that. Have a holy joy.
It only turns on when you hit the button. It's not censored. Because if it were, if it had a sensor on it.
I could see your kids getting the hell scared out of them.
That would be creepy, Jim.
Like that classic Halloween video, the scarecrow gets up and the guy punches him in the face.
Yes. On the front porch.
I was like a child in Home Depot last week, and I'm like, I need this. Oh. I need this life size set.
Got out, huh? All right. What do you got there, Hardy? You were saying something?
No, it doesn't bother me to the extent that it bothers Gasper, but it's supposed to make you feel better, right? And if it does, great. Does it really make you feel better when you put it up in the beginning of November? You're 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving, and now you're going to be staring at these Christmas decorations for 2 months?
Hey, big boy, how did it feel when you plugged Santa in that corner?
Felt good.
Felt great.
Felt really good.
Did you put the rest of your Christmas decorations up?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because it's too early.
Kind of gets a little taste of it. It's too early. Appetizer. It's a good question for Thursday. Do you guys do chips and dips prior to dinner? Thanksgiving dinner.
Cheese and crackers.
Typically. Like a charcuterie board.
Yes, absolutely. Like pepperoni.
French onion dip and chips should not be looked down upon, right? I think a lot of people would like that, especially little kids. Kids love chips and dip.
Is that an issue with somebody?
Somebody looking down upon it, though?
Are you passive aggressively
talking about someone in your family? What seems to be the problem?
Supposedly it's not fancy enough.
Oh, there it is.
Is it your wife who's giving you the problem? I'm not putting names in anybody's names. Is it a parent?
I'm not saying any names. Somebody got nobody in trouble.
Is it a family member?
It's a family member.
Of course it is.
Is it an in-law?
The problem is I think the dog ate it last time. And then next thing, who ate all the dip and chips and we couldn't find it? Nobody confessed to it.
It was Bentley.
I think the dog ate the whole chip and dip thing because we left it down on an ottoman.
Does this person's name rhyme with blamey? As in, I'm blaming you for my lack of chips and dip prior to Thanksgiving dinner.
She's very upset that I want to put up the Christmas tree.
Because it's too soon.
She's like you, yes.
Yeah. We're putting it up this week. It's going to be up for over a month because we won't take it down until afternoon. When is New Year's Day? Saturday? It's a Saturday, Friday. Right?
I don't take mine down for February 1st. I don't take mine down until after the Patriots are in a
Super Bowl. T-Bone? Don't.
It's a Friday. Christmas and New Year's are on a Friday this year.
Thank you. So, yeah, our Christmas decorations will be up until January 2nd or 3rd. That's enough. That's plenty of time.
Nothing wrong with going early.
I like hearing a Christmas
then
music.
Then I don't understand why you haven't done it, Beetle.
Been busy.
I'm with him on that. He's been a little busy.
You're not that busy.
Busy enough.
Pretty busy.
I don't know that you are.
He's got some stuff going on this week. Beetle's a little busy this week.
Busy enough.
Beetle, I give you the hall pass this week.
Oh, thank you.
Give you the pass.
Zopass.
Zopass,
thank you.
Yeah. Busy.
I'm busy.
Yeah. Feel that strongly about it? Go and put your Christmas decorations
I don't feel
up.
That strongly about it. I don't feel as upset
I don't
one
like
way
how,
or the other. Like, Gasper is probably pissed at people
about it. I don't like
it.
How pissed off Gasper got, and now I feel offended.
You're offended by him being offended.
I'm offended.
It's fair.
Is your tree up?
Tree is up.
When'd you put it up?
I don't know, about 10 days ago.
Halloween!
You sent us that one picture. You've got like all the goth looking Christmas Santas and stuff, like in the brown robe.
Oh, yeah, the Saint Nick.
Very
pills.
European.
I don't care for that crap by a
you
damn sight.
Jolly old Saint Nicholas.
Very pretentious Christmas Santa you have over there by the fireplace.
Yeah, it's called a stuck up home goods Santa.
Yeah, it looks like Dwight Schrute's Christmas Santa guy.
Excellent. With his bag of beets.
What's Dwight Schrute's?
Well, that's right. They would run around and cut off all the fingers of the little girls, right? with scissors. What the hell's the name of that? It's the Trumpen Shrimple. It's the Christmas Shrimple. What the hell was it?
Oh, do we have new Christmas photos now for this year?
I didn't warn, like, television that we were doing, like, a Christmas thing. I guess you might have teased it a little bit, but this they had them ready to go.
This is so much better than the one Christmas from last music. Year, this weirdo one that we've got right now. This is great.
Belschnickel.
Look at these people, huh? Yeah, where'd you meet her?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There's
it's got a real Mad Men vibe to it, but yeah,
it's got a little
what are we looking at? What is this?
I'm here a picture. It's got a little leave
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but where did it come from?
It's got a little My Dream of Jeannie, Leave It to Beaver look
from
to
the
it.
Television people.
That's Fowler?
Hey, Ward, Jesus Christ.
We have rights to these pictures, apparently, right? That's what they can't air anything we don't
have rights
to. What was that one from the third
this
right?
This is awesome. These are so much better than the ones from last, like, 5 years.
That's like grandma's
remember those?
Basement.
Do you remember those plastic Santa Clauses?
Oh, everyone had one.
My grandma used to love tinsel. The more tinsel, the better.
There you go. Nice manger.
Those are real families. Zoe bashed the fake families in years past.
This is this feels more authentic.
Look at this crew right here. Look at this.
Everyone's got a cigarette.
We used to have that chair.
Yeah, that was very modern.
Yes.
Hey, are we going to get the Christmas Jammies family doing their video this year?
Oh, the Holdernesses?
Are they divorced yet?
No. Hopefully. I'm not going to say
they have a long line of quarantine videos that keep popping up on my Facebook.
Oh, do they? Mommy hasn't moved into her house yet?
I'd like her to quarantine and just move away for a while. And just, we cannot get less of that.
I can't wait I can't wait for those kids to turn on mommy and daddy and just go all goth and just completely remove themselves from all family videos.
Look at this sicko. This kid's got a little sicko in the eye. You can tell it. He's going to be a little wacko one day.
All right, well, now we're to the black and white ones. How far back do we go?
Look, James Louth the Fifth.
So great.
Artist renderings, too.
I apologize to all of you on radio.
I don't care. This is the best radio we've done.
Can't see this. We are running stock Christmas images.
I am so entertained.
That must go back 70 years. And they're wonderful.
Yeah, they're from the 50s. They go back 70 years. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I know Dan hasn't been in with us, but we're playing those bastards this year. We will. We will play his Christmas album. So we will do it for him.
Let's take these calls. What do you say?
Okay.
Ready? Mike and C-Con, go.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Long time listener and watcher. First time caller.
Thank you.
I'm listening to all these nitwits, you know, and I say nitwits with a light heart. Say, the playoffs. I feel like I'm listening to Jim Moore here. Playoffs? You know, I don't think Cam Newton is our answer to the question. I don't see why they didn't come out of camp and try Stidham for a little bit.
All right, losing a little steam there, Mike, but I'm with you. I don't think they're making the playoffs.
I was waiting for you to unhang him.
I want to see if he can rebound, but it's okay. Call us back.
Be afraid to call. No such thing as a bad question.
Let's jump on that real quick. In 10 seconds, would you consider going away from Cam to Stidham before the season's over?
No.
No.
No, and Cam's performance needs to warrant that, and it is not. You got to be fair to the player.
I would agree with that. You can't do it unless he totally sucks.
It's not fair to Cam.
You can't, unless it's like the last game of the season, and they say, Cam, you want to shut it down? You want to let, you know, Stidham start a game here?
If Cam's making the same mistakes and he's uncoachable.
What's the Jets record going into that game? Are they 0-15?
Yes.
Then Cam's starting.
Okay.
But you think Bill wants to make them go 0-16?
Maybe. They probably have the number one pick locked up at that point.
Hardy would have rooting interest in that game, too.
Vic in Virginia. Vic.
Hey, I was wondering, why is there no urgency in the offense? Can Cam run a two-minute offense?
They do huddle up pretty much like always, it seems.
They've done more hurry-up over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I know they have.
It's just an up-tempo. It's not a hurry-up.
Should it take 9.5 minutes to kick a field goal? Like,
no, they like that.
Oh man, they do. They bleed time.
That's almost still in a whole quarter. That's good. That's good ball control. That's how they have to win games.
Keep away. They're playing keep away at times.
Yeah, play ugly.
Brandon in Boston. Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my phone call. So, yeah, I've seen the Patriots have this game wrapped up in a bag, but they play too conservative. They're not an edgy team. You know, in order to beat good teams, I'm not saying Texans are a good team. You're gonna have to throw the ball.
Why do you say
they throw the ball late?
Why do you think they had it wrapped up, though? I mean, they were trailing.
They were doing pretty good until Watson started chucking that ball around. You know, Cam Newton, he's not making plays throwing this ball to, you know, to put this team in position to score. I mean,
that running game needs to end. We were down 21-10, right?
Yeah. One point. They were playing from behind in this game.
Yeah. You're down double score. You're chasing at that point. That's why you're chucking. Because also, you knew you had to chuck a little bit because possessions are going to be at a minimum because of the way the Texans were moving the ball. You couldn't stop them.
The game was pretty much lost at the end of the first half. I mean, I know they were in it at the end, but defense couldn't get the hell off the field.
Right.
Max is in the truck. Hey, Max.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Zoe? What's up, Max?
So I think Cam Newton is not the issue. It's this defense. I mean, Deshaun Watson had all sorts of time back there. They couldn't contain him. Stephen Belichick didn't want to dial up the blitz. Did you see how the Houston's defense, they were bringing the heat? Like, Cam Newton didn't have any time. Deshaun Watson had all sorts of time back there. Thanks for taking my call, right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Sure, right, man. Same to you. Hey, I'd like to have J.J. Watt, Merciless Roby. A couple of the plays that they had, the Cunningham kid, like that, they bring it. You could do that when you have some parts. And they aren't great, are the Houston defenders anymore. But what they're up against, it worked. Like, they knew that, okay, we could go blitz backside. They can't handle it. Cam can't handle it. The tackle can't handle it. Let's go get them.
So. Chris in Worcester on the Celtics. Hey, Chris.
Mark, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Thanks for taking the call. Guys in the booth, too, as well. I wish all of you have a good, happy, and safe Thanksgiving. Pardon me. Zo, how about those Terrapins? I'm making a lot of money the last couple weekends with that kid at quarterback.
Yeah, to his brother's pretty good, man.
Yeah, the boy, the best crabs in the world. They taught me how to catch them when I was down there doing work. Piece of chicken on a string, throwing the book, rolling back, rocking in the Old Bay.
Attaboy.
All right, let me get to the thing because I know you're busy. All right, here's a quick story. I'm going out with this girl in Wellesley about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I stop into a gas station. I do a double take. I look. Who is it? It's Danny Ainge. Okay? This is right when he had his first heart attack, right? So is it you? It's got to be you, right? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's some kid from Worcester, you know, contract. I'm talking to him. I says, we're going to be doing good this year. It looks good. His reply to all, this is when he got the big three. His replies when I asked him about what he thought, he is so unsure and uncertain of himself. I don't know what to say. What good is, and I'm a diehard Celtics and Pats.
So you're saying he's lacking confidence.
I think that there's too much trust put in his hands. I think the money guys, Paliuk and the other kid from Worcester, the lawyer, they let him do what he wants. Red Auerbach's
dead. He's a good lawyer.
Who's the other guy? He's the Jewish guy. He's a lawyer, isn't he? Oh, regardless of the
all
fact.
Right, Chris, we're gonna let you go on that note.
But why? That strikes me odd. Gift. That the kid from Worcester, Danny wouldn't give all the secrets to.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss, who's excited to see my man Beatles dropping the weight, improving his health with the Waken 180. Make your own 180 at Waken 180 Weight Loss. Waken180weightloss.com.
I just base everything timeline of my life by Ainge and his heart issues. So I know, I'm not sure if it was big three or not. I know that he had recently suffered some kind of cardiac event. That much I'm sure of.
And he wasn't too sure of himself.
Shoot. Chris looked him directly in the eyes, and he didn't have a level of confidence that he felt good about.
Maybe his pulse ox was off. I don't know.
We got one takeaway today.
So we're doing a fake promo because, as Tom reminded me, we have to start best ofs next week.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
So this week is a short week. We usually don't do fake promos on Thanksgiving
maybe
week.
Maybe it is time for the Christmas decorations.
Okay. Have you rethinking things? So we have an instant fake promo from today's show.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He was hanging on a couple of those Burkhead RPO ones, too. He really rode it. I thought he was going to pull it out on him, and he just kept giving it to him.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports House.
If I could critique, I'd take out the stuff about Burkhead and the RPO.
It's funnier the second time.
Have a great afternoon.
All right, peeps.
Felger, Maz coming your way next
the
here
Bucks
on the
tonight.
Sports Hub. Yes, Tom Brady plays tonight, so I know that gets you excited.
Oh, boy.
Very excited.
That sounds like a real football game now. That's tonight. He's already telling me to shut up. But he wouldn't turn the mic on and do it because he's already leaving the studio. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now you're looking at the third down and four from the Houston. 24 and a half. Izzo, the tight end, motions left to right. White off the left hip of Newton. He takes the snap of the Blitz coming. Fires to the right. Ball is batted down again. Justin Reed was charging in from Newton's right with J.J.
Watt
rejecting another pass.
Too smart.
Now it's fourth and four.
Too smart. Too smart a player. Guy's been too many. He's done too many pass rushes in this league to know that if I can't get there, and if the quarterback's not an over-the-top thrower, I elevate the hands to deflect it.
And he was able to do that because Michael Owenu was trying to cut him down and missed Watt diving at his legs. And now you're looking at a fourth and four. Fourth down and four from the 24 and a half. The receiver is right. The Texans come with a blitz. And Newton's in trouble. Spins away from Johnson. Moves up. Shakes another defender. Throwing as he falls to the turf and the ball flutters incomplete. And maybe with it, the hopes for the Patriots of some kind of second-half push toward a pathway to another.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.